The Wisdom of Insecurity, A Message for an Age of Anxiety, by Alan W. Watts, read by Sean Runette. To Dorothy. Introduction by Deepak Chopra. Every book is a journey, but this one aims to travel everywhere and nowhere. It begins in a state of anxiety, which few people want to dwell on. It punches holes in shared belief and treats sacred things with irreverence and cocky quips. As if to ensure its failure, Alan Watts also proposes a paradox that being insecure is a malady of the psyche and at the same time an open door to an invisible reality, the only place where the cures for fear and anxiety will ever be found. Yet with all these elements going against it, The Wisdom of Insecurity, which was published in 1951, has found many spellbound readers, and I'm proud to call myself one. In my mid-30s, about the same age as the author was when the book was published, I found in Watts the perfect guide for a course correction in life, away from materialism and its empty promises. The new course headed into the most elusive territory one can imagine, the present moment. Here and now, Watts declared, lies the experience of the universe in its totality. If happiness always depends on something expected in the future, we are chasing a will-o'-the-wisp that ever eludes our grasp until the future and ourselves vanish into the abyss of death. A typical Alan Watts pronouncement, sweepingly ambitious, offering help at the price of subverting everything the reader holds dear. For in post-war America, life was all about progress and the lure of tomorrow. Where were we headed? First to the